following article appeared in the January 2011 issue of Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Magazine. Head Cases by Paul Thomas, Senior Editor. In December, Pfizer CEO Jeffrey Kindler resigned unexpectedly. According to reports, he had simply had enough. The long hours and business pressures of running the world's largest drug company took their toll, and, in the words of the Wall Street Journal, he was becoming increasingly frazzled. His wife urged him to quit, and apparently the Pfizer board, which had been concerned about both his performance and temperament, didn't try to talk him out of it. One can't help but think of Kindler while watching season 2 of HBO's In Treatment, which chronicles the ongoing therapy sessions in the office of a New York psychologist, played by Gabrielle Byrne. One of Byrne's patients, played by John Mahoney, also known as the Dad from Frasier, is the embattled CEO of a consumer products company, struggling to keep his wits and job amid a growing scandal. The company's popular baby formula has been tainted by contaminated raw materials from abroad, yanked from store shelves, and the media, otherwise known as the vultures, are looking for a scapegoat. Shades of Abbott's melamine and Baxter's heparin crises. Though Mahoney's character believes he has handled the entire situation adeptly and ethically, he followed the J&J Tylenol script, the gold standard in how to handle a recall. Ultimately, the blame rests upon his shoulders. He is ousted by the concerned company board. It's compelling TV as Mahoney wrestles with his personal and professional demons on Byrne's therapy couch. The underlying theme of their conversations? It's lonely at the top, and no one, not even Mahoney's wife, understands the pressure and pain that go with the job. It begs the question of what kind of men, or women in a scant few cases, pharma chief executives really are. We know that they're high achievers, and we know that they are compensated extremely, extremely well. Fret not over Kindler's nest egg, which from Pfizer alone is estimated at $30 million. But what else do we really know? In another article following Kindler's resignation, Wall Street Journal's Joanne Lublin wrote about the challenges of, quote, occupying the high-powered cocoon known as the corner office, unquote. Today's chief executives face more stress than ever, she noted. When they assume their positions, CEOs know they are in some respects temporary employees, she implies. If circumstance doesn't get them, burnout will. Kindler's successor, Ian Reid, has been at Pfizer for 32 years. Now that he's reached the top, how many more? Lublin also tells of how Novartis directors cautioned former CEO Daniel Vasella, who stepped down in 2010 after 14 years, to slow down. Quote, "We were concerned he was traveling around the world all the time, and it was affecting his family," one director said. In Treatment, Mahoney, as fine an actor as they come, is able to elicit sympathy despite his curmudgeonly character. He's portrayed as an old-school CEO, the kind that devote their lives to the company and are loyal to a fault. He cared, but ultimately paid for someone else's mistakes. We pity him. It will be interesting to see what kind of sympathy, if any, Kindler gets. Do you feel for him, or judge him purely on his professional merits or flaws? Does he care what we think? Was any of the stress burdening Kindler drawn from a responsibility to employees and patients, as well as to shareholders? We'll never know. As with celebrities, it's hard to glean CEOs' true selves from their public personas. When J&J's William Weldon says to Congress, "I know that we let the public down," do we really believe he cares? Merck's mandatory retirement policy means Richard Clark is stepping down at age 65, probably a good thing from a mental health standpoint. He'll be replaced by Ken Frazier, who, like most of today's pharma heads, is not a scientist. Rather, he is a lawyer by trade, though apparently one with a heart. On its blog, Fast Company tells the story of Frazier in his early days as a Philadelphia attorney who volunteered his services to a death row inmate. The man was eventually proven innocent and freed after 19 years in prison. Yes, CEOs are people too, sometimes good people with families, friends, and lots to worry about. But who are they really? Only their therapists know for sure.